We are joined now in the studio by Imani Taylor, founder of Music for the World. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So let's jump right in. Can you tell us what Music for the World is?
So Music for the World is an organization through which I write, record, produce, perform, and sell my original songs to raise money for various charities or organizations that I believe are doing good in this world.
Okay. And so what inspired you to create this?
Yeah, so my high school actually has a senior project, and all the seniors in their last semester have to go work or intern somewhere and then create a project for the greater good. It's a very broad thing, but since freshman year of high school, I knew that I wanted to do something involving recording my music. But ultimately, I decided that I wanted to combine a few of my passions, one of which is music, obviously. Another one is technology, and then another one is philanthropy. I'm a big fan of just the world needs to be better, and I want to help as much as I can. So, yeah, it started out as just a senior project in high school, and I recorded an album, sold it to raise money for Friends Afoot to Africa. It's an organization in Tanzania. And since then, I've just been building on, kept recording songs and raising money for different charities.
And so, purely about recording, or is there also a live performance element that you would do for raising money?
Yeah, so last year I started holding concerts in order to raise money as well. I'm a full-time student, so I don't have that much time to record, but I do record in the summer, and then during the semesters I try to hold a couple concerts in order to raise money.
And so you mentioned the one charity. I'm sorry, I didn't catch the name.
Friends Afoot to Africa.
Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, so it supports students in Tanzania who are, obviously it's not as a wealthy country as the United States, so they just help them basically get through school.
Okay, and are there any other organizations that you've partnered with at the moment?
Yeah, the last one I did was Paper for Water. It's a nonprofit that uses money to build water wells in parts of the world that don't have clean water, which is very unfortunate, and it's hard to imagine a world without having running water, so
absolutely,
I was happy to support them.
What inspires your musical tastes? Are there any particular influences?
I like pop music. I know it's very cliche, but basically what you hear on the radio. So my personal original songs are kind of inspired by pop. I have some ballads as well. Yeah, and I come from a musical family, so it's just in my blood.
I see. Do you just sing, or are there other instruments that you play?
I sing, and I play piano and guitar, and I can dabble on the drums. I can hold a beat, but not really anything fancy.
Were you mostly taught by your family members, or do you get a formal education too?
No, it was a formal education and self-taught. I took piano lessons from sixth grade, and then gradually taught myself guitar since then as well.
Oh, that's pretty impressive.
Thank you.
So what kind of venues do you normally perform at? Where could someone go to see you?
Good question. In the past, I've just done small locations on my campus. But in the future, I'm looking to go perform possibly at Troy Kitchen in downtown Troy. I'm going to reach out to them, just various spots like that.
And so do you have a vision for where Music for the World can go over the next few years, building a brand, so to speak?
Definitely. I definitely want to expand the organization. Right now it's mostly just me running the entire thing, so I definitely want to get more people involved and also feature other musicians as well, because if I feature some other musicians, it'll get publicity for them and also gain more following for me and thus the charities that I'm supporting.
Right, and so, Luke, did you have a question?
I was going to ask if you could talk a little bit about how you find these particular charities and or what draws you to specific ones.
That's a good question. Well, the first one, actually, a teacher from my high school is actually part of it, so that was convenient for me. Another one that I did was, I forgot what it's called. But one of my family members founded it, and they provide scholarships to students in Jamaica. And then Paper for Water, I just heard about the water crisis. I'm not really sure. I do a lot of research on charities, and I try to pick out the ones that actually seem like they're doing something, right, and not just trying to get money for this so-called mission that they have on their website, but ones that have proven to have been successful.
That's excellent. And so then at that point, you just reach out to whatever kind of PR person they have to discuss, like, how that would work, I assume. That's really cool. What is it about that, philanthropic aspect of it? Is that, like, a major draw for people, or do a lot of people show up, like, at your shows and not even realize that that was the purpose?
A bit of both. I do advertise that it's for charity, but I think mostly it's just my friends who know what I'm doing and want to support me, and so they help me spread the word out. Yeah.
And so where is your music available? Do you have a website?
Yeah. So if you just Google lavender.mftw, I forgot to mention, I perform and sing under the pseudonym Lavender.
Oh, okay.
So lavender.mftw, if you just Google that, you'll find my Facebook, Instagram, I've SoundCloud, Bandcamp is where I sell my products. Not just music, I'm selling guitar picks right now. I'm working towards maybe doing t-shirts or pens or something.
I see. So you mean guitar picks like the one you have fashioned into a necklace at the moment? A lavender guitar pick?
Yeah. This one, oh, wow, I've had this for so long. It's a purple guitar pick. It says Lav on it. It's kind of my inspiration for what I do. But no, the ones I'm selling actually have my logo on them. They're just, it's a white background with like a lavender logo.
I know some musicians bristle when you ask them to describe what their own music sounds like, but do you want to take a shot?
Oof.
Or perhaps talk about some of your influences musically, or, I mean, I know you mentioned pop music, but.
Yeah. Well, basically in terms of like chords, like musically, it's pretty simple stuff. You know, a lot of pop music have basic chord patterns, so that's where I get my inspiration. I was classically trained at one point, but not much of that is included in my music. Examples of artists that I listen to be Shawn Mendes, Taylor Swift, Alicia Keys, Adele, Tori Kelly. Yeah, does that give you a vibe?
It gives me a vibe. Yeah.
And so, how do people contact you? Do you have like a social media presence that people can look into?
Yeah, definitely. So, like I said, if you just Google lavender.mftw, have a Facebook page that has over 100 following. Still working on building it up. And I have an Instagram for Music for the World and a separate one solely for Lavender as a public figure.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. And an email as well, lavender.mftw@gmail.com.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. And so is there any like overarching message to your music that you really want to get out there? Is it this idea that everyone can do a little bit, or is it that we need to be focusing more? Because I noticed that a lot with these charities you've chosen, they're very internationally based, about really going right to like where people are in the most desperate need for the most basic necessities.
Yeah.
Would you say that's like a major driving factor for you?
Definitely for me, not for my music necessarily. I've been writing songs since I was like 6 or 7 years old, so I've collected pieces on various topics. My last album was actually a love album, so had nothing to do with philanthropy at all. But my first album did include a song that was, it's called Change, and an attempt to inspire people to make a change.
Excellent. Luke, do you have any other questions for Imani?
No, thank you for coming on and telling us about this.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah.
Well, that was Imani Taylor, founder of Music for the World, committed to improving the world through music. And that concludes our show. We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Hudson Mohawk Magazine. I'm Eric Newton.
And I'm Luke Stoddard-Nathan. Our engineer tonight is the esteemed Jonah Moberg. Remember to tune back in tomorrow and every weekday at 7 a.m., 9 a.m., and 6 p.m. to get your daily dose of local news. You can also get that dose through our Hudson Mohawk Magazine podcast and Facebook page. If you have comments, suggestions, or a tender confession, you can text us at 518-888-3004. Also, be sure to tune in 7 to 10 weeknights for Jazz Sanctuary, a wonderful celebration of all that is creative, dedicated to supporting jazz in the Hudson Mohawk region.